Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Place, Love, Connection Bible Study. This is your prayer, love, acceptance, and empowerment. We're so excited to have you with us this evening, as we are every Tuesday from 7-ish p.m., 7 to 8-ish p.m., and we are just excited to get started for tonight. So excited. Well, as we go forward, we're going to begin our Bible study with song, scripture, and prayer. We have taken off some time to take a break from the Bible study, and we were all supposed to meet tonight to gather back again. And as we chose to do so, we are gathering to build this relationship again and to begin to talk this month about spiritual warfare, prayer and spiritual warfare. So we're so excited to get started again on the Bible study. So, if you give me a second, we will start again. There we go. We finally got back into the studio. Yay! It took us a moment. We are on the air. We're inviting a couple of more people. And we're ready to begin. So tonight, one of the things we're going to do is we're actually spending the time meeting with everybody who was gone over the holiday break, and we were gone for the summer. We can hear your background noise, whoever that is, with the 352 number. Put your phone on mute, please. So as we come back together, we're going to kind of introduce ourselves and share a little bit about what we've done through the break after we start with song, scripture, and prayer. And so as we do song, scripture, and prayer, we wanted to remind everybody that we're starting off talking about prayer and spiritual warfare. So as we talk about prayer and spiritual warfare, a book by Dr. Charles Spurgeon, just asking that if someone, I think Bishop, you just signed on, we got you on the line as well. If you could give us Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 10. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 10. And we will ask Margaret if you would open us up in a prayer.
Is Bishop going to read first?
Start off with prayer, and then we'll have scripture, and
okay,
we'll have a song.
All right. Dear Lord, we come before you today, praising your holy name, thanking you for your holy scriptures, upon which
we can
construct our prayers. Thank you for giving us such a desire to speak to you, Lord. Thank you for answering prayer. And today I come before you praising your name because you did answer my fervent prayers that are based upon the scripture that Bishop Michael is about to read. You did open the channel so that Dr. Susie could lead our Bible study today as we return from a long sojourn of people traveling during the summer. I did quite a bit of traveling, and I thank you, Lord, for bringing me home safe just today, just less than an hour before the start of this Bible study. And I praise you, Lord, that you made it happen and you changed my flight itinerary, unbeknownst to me, that I was able to make it. So I praise you for that, Lord. I thank you for delivering me from COVID and my husband, too, that we both got better, and my daughter and grandchildren. They all got it, and I praise you for healing and also for other people, perhaps, in our group. And so I come before you today, and I ask, is there anyone listening in our Bible study who would like to have prayer?
So we're going to open the Bible study with prayer. We're going to do intercessory prayer first. Which one you want to do?
I can just open it and we can do intercessory later after the scripture if you like.
Okay.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Thank you, Lord. We just pray that you would bless this Bible study, that this would be a great beginning today. We're taking baby steps, but we made it over the hurdle and through the hoop. And we're on, we're going strong. So
yes, Lord.
We give you thanks, Lord, for making it possible. And I hear Bishop Michael in the background. Glory, hallelujah.
Thanks
for making it. Thank you, Lord, making it possible. Father God, we just pray for your blessing upon this Bible study, that great things would be done in your precious name and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And this I pray in his name as well. Amen.
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 Amen. Reading from the Gospel according Reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, beginning at verse 9 through 10. So I tell you, ask and God will give to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will open for you. Yes, everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches will find. And everyone who knocks will have the door opened. This is the word of the Lord, and we all said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we do intercessory prayer now, or will you play the music?
All right, so it's set to play now. We're just waiting on it for some reason for it to play.
Praise God.
It's weird. Enemy's busy.
Freedom.
Amen, amen, amen. Open our hearts. So as we come to the next portion of our service, we'd like to have intercessory prayer. And with intercessory prayer, what we try to do is to pray for not only the people on our Bible study line, but those who are in our country, in our world, those who have need. And so if you have a desire, please feel free to send a prayer request to Dr. Susie at Love Connection, drsusie.loveconnection@gmail.com, drsusie.loveconnection@gmail.com. And we will add your prayer request to the Bible study. So at this time, Margaret, would you do the intercessory prayer?
Okay. Dear Lord, we come before you today. We are so grateful that we can worship you, that we can praise and adore you, that we are free to do so here where we live. There are people who are persecuted, and we lift them up throughout the world and even here in our country. Father God, we love you, we adore you, we praise you, and we praise you because of your glory. Lord, I lift up all the many people of our Bible study, some that we haven't heard for a while. I lift up Eric, Miss Shirley, Brad,
yes,
Jerry, Lori, Miss Shirley, did I say?
Yes.
I lift up Bishop Michael. I lift up Dr. Susie. Thank you for helping us to get online today. And Lord, I just come before you and I pray that people will return and that they are safe. And I pray your blessing upon them, those that we haven't heard in a while. Are there any requests this evening for
prayer? This is Dr. Susie.
Prayer?
I have a prayer request. And I pray that, number one, that that the Bible study would be easier to access. It seemed to take at least 30 minutes before we could get on. And so praying that we would have no more problems with the Bible study line. And that, you know, what I might do is take the computer in as well and see if there's something wrong with the computer. So praying for that. We ask special prayers for my work environment. And I ask special prayers for my children. This is Dr. Susie. Those are my personal prayer requests.
This is Bishop Michael. I have a prayer request and a praise report.
Amen.
My dear cousin, who is like a brother to me, his wife transitioned and is now in the presence of the Lord. So please pray for my cousin, Marion O. Ross, Jr., and for the kids who are having a very rough time at the loss of their mama. So just pray for the Ross family, please. And the praise report is after 44 years of graduating from Nathan Hale High School here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I am now the biology teacher teaching
kids. Praise God.
I'm teaching kids, and it is an adventure, let me tell you. So I give God praise for that. That is my prayer request and my praise report.
Amen. Are there any more prayer requests? Is there anyone else out there who has a prayer request this evening?
This is Dr. Susie. I ask that we also pray for our country.
for peace in Ukraine, and that God would provide healing to the people who suffer, and help us with our supply and demand challenges that we're having in the States, and that God would make a way for us here.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Is there anyone else who has a prayer to share with us, a prayer request this evening? Well, this is Margaret, and my prayer request is that I want to ask the Lord to give me courage to be bold in proclaiming the gospel. Bless my daughter and her husband, Maya and Nick, as they are traveling by car from Portland to Bath, North Carolina, over 2,000 miles, and they are scheduled to arrive in Salt Lake City tonight. I also ask the Lord to bless my husband, all my children, grandchildren, and relatives, especially the unbelieving ones. So without further ado, let's pray. Dear Lord, we praise you and we thank you that we can bring our petitions before your holy throne. I pray first for Dr. Susie's request. I thank you for helping us get online today. Thank you for answering prayer. But please, Lord, could you make the Bible study easier to access? And could you help us not have problems with the Bible study line? We lift up Dr. Susie's work environment, and we just ask that you would have your creativity and your power running her work environment in a higher gear, Lord. Give her help. Support her.
Yeah.
Provide for her needs, so that she could effectively serve you and your people that she comes in contact with daily. Lord, we lift up our nation.
Yes.
We praise you and thank you for the many blessings that exist in our nation. And I just have to say, I have to put this vision before you folks, that I flew from Seattle to Tampa today. And I had the window seat, so I got to see the beautiful nation from one end practically to the other. And I was so amazed. I saw views I had never seen before, the mountains, the hills, and vast stretches of land that appeared not to have any roads or people. If they were, there were just very few there, uninhabited national lands. And I thank you that we have been so blessed with the abundance of your creation. Lord, we also lift up those who are struggling during times of war in Ukraine and the surrounding areas, Lord. We pray even for Russia today. We pray that you would take hold of those who are battling and not making peace. Lord, we pray for comfort, provision for those people who are captive in war-torn land. And we ask for healing for those people who are injured. Lord God, we lift up Bishop Michael's cousin, Marion, and his children at the loss of his wife and their mother. Lord, we just pray that you would bind their suffering hearts, mend their minds, because they are caught in the grip of grieving. And I just pray that you would supernaturally provide people to step into the gap, to pray for them, and to help them on a daily basis, to cope with the loss of such a loved member of their family. And Lord, we praise you today for this
Hallelujah.
Wonderful, wonderful circle of life that Bishop Michael has trod upon from his high school days, 4 years of life, fast forward, to be teaching biology. I'm trying to dissecting frogs. Do you do that, Bishop Michael?
Yes.
Father God, and how about the grasshoppers? I remember this was such an important memory and such an important milestone. And Lord, we just lift up the students. We lift up Bishop Michael. May he have opportunity to touch lives, to comfort and to guide and to teach and train them up. Lord God Almighty, this
Thank
is a
you,
great
Lord.
Beginning. We praise you. We praise you so, so strongly, for
Thank
you are
you,
a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, I just pray that you will give me courage to be bold and give me wisdom when I should be not as bold, but just give me the objective and help me to achieve it, to bring more sheep into the kingdom in whatever manner will work for them. And so I pray for traveling mercies for Nick and Maya, and I pray that they will get along with Nick's grandmother that they'll be staying with as they're looking to buy a house. And Lord, I do lift up too that they're looking for their perfect home, whatever that may be. Please help them achieve that and bless their travels and their new home. And I do ask for blessings for my family, for the believers and the unbelievers, for the stiff-necked folk and the gentle folk. Each and every one, I pray your blessing, Lord God. I beg you to bless them and help them to remain focused on you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen. As we go forward tonight, we have so many blessings. We're just very thankful for what God is doing. And Bishop Michael, if you would just take a few moments to kind of gather us and kind of talk a little bit about how and what we did over the holidays and our time apart as we come back together to center on prayer and spiritual warfare.
Well, there's been a lot of activity since the last time we've talked. Travel around the country, being able to see dear friends, and to spend some time with God, to be just reestablishing, reconnecting with family and friends, and going through different adventures. Of course, receiving more invitations to go overseas, which is one thing that we need to pray about for me, because Kenya is asking for me to come. And then I got to visit one of my best friends in the world this summer. And so it's been a great, great summer. It's been a great time of refreshing and reflecting and rededication. Is that what you were asking
praise,
for, Dr. Susie?
Praise God. Hello?
So one of the things that we talked about is that we wanted to make sure that, you know, all of us had come back and we were prepared and we had spent time. I had a hard time being away, so I kept trying to get people to come on the line and
to do preaching for us and, you know, an absentee of the Bible study. One of the praise reports I have is that we had one of the pastors from Sierra Leone who actually preached, and but again, we couldn't have good reception. So they want to participate in the Bible study and be a part of preaching and teaching in the ministry, but we haven't figured out what we can do to bridge that gap and to help them be able to defer the cost of their data. So we're trying to figure out ways in which we can participate with them and serving in the Bible study. So we ask for prayers for that. So in the meantime, we ask people to be prayerful for the Bible study so that we would come back on one accord and be ready to tackle the world for Christ. And so we've decided in prayer that we will study a book by Charles Spurgeon. So understand, when we say we're studying a book, we're not focusing on the book, we're focusing on the Word of God. So what we do is we listen and we let the book guide, but our dialogue is from the Word. The Bible says, come and let us reason together. And so we come together, and as we come back, we talk about how does this impact the Word? How does this impact where we are with the Word? You know, what is this going to do to change our focus, or how does it strengthen us, or how does this empower us to do more what God has called us to do? So we're not just gathering to talk about what some man said, but we're looking with their guidance of how they perceive what God would say about the particular items of prayer and spiritual warfare. So that's kind of where we're going. That's what we've always done, and we're just asking that you would join us and continue to check that out, to continue to ask those questions, to continue to seek the Lord as we strive to grow in those areas. So Bishop Michael and Margaret, so what do you think about our chosen topics of prayer and spiritual warfare? How do you think they might work and be helpful to you?
Well, for me, it, you know, after reading a couple of the chapters, you can never know too much about prayer. And you can never know too much about spiritual warfare. So I'm looking forward to see what Brother Spurgeon, who is a very well-respected man of God through the years. And so I'm looking forward to hearing his points of view on prayer. The first chapter is just blowing my mind of his perspective on things. So I believe in just reading the first chapter that I've grown a lot. And so to hear it from somebody else, it's a lot of confirmation and it's a lot of teaching and instruction that I'm receiving from this. And on spiritual warfare, Lord have mercy. It is folly for us as believers to believe that there is no warfare. And so we need to know how to fight, and we need to know how to fight correctly. So I look forward to this adventure that we're on through learning about prayer and, yes, learning about spiritual warfare.
Well, this is Margaret, and I have to say that I'm delighted with this choice, Dr. Susie. Of course, prayer has always been a topic of my spirituality as a Christian that I hold so dear to my heart. You've got to do it alone and corporately, because the Lord tells us to in his holy word. You've got to go in your prayer closet, and that verse, I feel like we should read that verse, Luke 11, 9 through 10, again. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened.
I am
just so grateful to the Lord because today I made this long trip and there were plenty of prayers. I asked for prayers. Please pray for traveling mercies for me that I make it home safe. And it was a great trip. It was beautiful. Everything was on time. It wasn't too much turbulence. Nice people sat next to me. But when I landed in Tampa, when my boots were on the ground, one of my rolled up little travel blanket fell down and somebody yelled and flagged me down and gave it to me. And then on the escalator, my water bottle worked its way out of the side pocket and fell on the escalator. And a nice lady helped me there. And I just realized that something was wrong. And I started praying. And it was, Lord, protect me now. I asked for prayer to make it out of the plane, have a safe trip home. But I didn't, you know, once I got down, Satan is busy. He tries to destroy our peace at every possible opportunity. And I did pray that the Lord would send his angels round about me and protect me from the evil one because I can't do it alone. And he did, and I made it all the way home. So prayer is such a gift that the Lord gave us. I mean, what, next to life, it's one of the best. If anyone wants to argue, I'm open to it, but that's what I had to say. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm totally excited about the title of prayer and spiritual warfare. So let's start talking a little bit about what the book has to offer. Bishop Michael, you want to start leading us a little bit, telling us a little bit about Spurgeon?
Well, Dr. Spurgeon is quoted oftentimes by many of your what we would consider great, great preachers. He's a scholar. He's extremely well-grounded in his studies and in his wisdom. And a lot of this stuff we could ascribe to his education, but I believe it's more of his walk with God. He's born in 1834 in England, and he was first born of eight surviving children. His parents were committed Christians, so there it is, his upbringing. His next 6 years were eventful. He preached his first sermon at the age of 16, and at age 18, he became a pastor in Water Beach Baptist Chapel, preaching from a barn. His sermons are very lively. His preaching style drew multitudes of people, and many came to Christ. So he not only pastored, but he did the work of an evangelist. And he published over 3,500 sermons, which were so popular that they sold by the ton. At one point, his sermon sold 25,000 copies. This man of God, even he died in 1892, and people still celebrate this man of God, and he's well studied, and people use him as sources even today in the 21st century. And this was a 19th century preacher. So it's a man of God that still his works follow him. So great man of God.
Amen.
Margaret, do you know anything about Dr. Spurgeon?
Well, I know that I've read some of his material. I've listened to sermons. The interesting thing is, today on the plane, I spent quite a few hours watching a series that was fascinating to me, and it's a fiction, but it was called 1883, so it was in his lifetime, and it was about the Wild West, and just brings to mind kind of what type of lifestyle was going on at that time. And there was a lot of lawlessness, and of course, but it was a more primitive time than today. There were many inventions that were so wrapped up in, like telephones and computers and many other things that weren't available at that time. And I also, as you were speaking, Bishop Michael, there's a line in the story, and I think it was 8, and a mother buried her last child in this caravan when they were, you know, attacked by robbers. Her last child of 8. She survived all her children. And the last one died. And I thought to myself, having 4 children and having had some difficult times with them and some worries and some close calls when they came close to death, they all survived. And I believe that prayer is a testament in this case that lives can be preserved in answer to prayer, because that's certainly what I did. I didn't deserve for all my children to survive, but the Lord answered my prayers, and it's miraculous.
And Sister Margaret, it's really difficult for someone to lose 8 children, but one child, let alone 8. And as a person that's lost a child, that's very, very, very devastating. So the key thing about tonight that we really wanted to focus on is, you know, we're thanking God that we've been reunited again, that we're coming back to do the Bible study, and that we're committed that regardless to how many people join us, we are committed as a group, that as the 3 of us or more, whoever chooses to join us later. If it's no one but myself, I will continue to do the word. If there's no one but Bishop Michael and Margaret, whatever happens, we're going to continue to find a way to get the word out, because that's what God has called us to at this time, to get the word out to God's people. And so one of the exciting things we learned, of course, as Bishop was sharing about Mr. Spurgeon, is that he was a phenomenal teacher. And he was so awesome that it says that his tens of thousands of people flocked to hear him. They actually had to open up a center, what do you call those places?
Big tent
like
revival?
An event place. Yeah, they had to open up
pavilion.
An event place that was, like a pavilion, because of the numbers of people who were coming to see him. It was that many people. And so I think that when God tells us to do something, then God will bring the increase. So I'm not worried about who shows up to the Bible study, because in the reality, when I look over and see the hundreds of thousands of people that are listening, that's the effect we want to have. We want to have the people who hear about God's word and then are changed because of it. So I want to read this piece. It says, we remember that our Lord presents us with a promise. And the promise applies to a variety of prayers. It says, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek,
and you shall find not, and it shall be opened unto you. The text asserts that all forms of true prayer will be heard, provided they are presented through Jesus Christ and are for promised blessings. Praise God, hallelujah. We pray over this study as Sister Margaret did. We lift up the name of the Lord throughout this time, and we understand that we are going to serve God no matter what. The enemy can try to thwart us and not let us get on the Bible study on time. The enemy can keep people from not being able to get on through their telephones. The enemy can do all sorts of things, but he says, not even the gates of hell.
Come on.
Come on.
Glory, glory to God.
Shall do what? Shall
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Prevail against it.
What God has designed, the enemy cannot prevail against. There's no weapon formed against us that will prosper.
Thank you.
So he might can thwart us. He might can make it challenging, but he will not prevail. And it says that there are three methods of prayer. And he talked about, it says, our forefathers in the faith, note their faith, ask, hope, seeks, and love, knocks. I want to say that again. Faith, ask.
Yes.
So we ask in faith, right? Hope.
Amen.
Seeks.
Mm-hmm.
And love, knocks. Hallelujah. Faith asks because it believes that God will give. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Because we know that God is able and he's going to do that which we request according to the word.
Yes.
When we're asking according to God's will, we know that it's going to happen. So everything we've prayed for is going to happen. Everything we've solicited the Lord for will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, what's the next piece? Is it hope? Having asked, expect.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help me. Forgive me when I'm slowful. Forgive me when I don't expect the very thing I'm asking for to happen. How can I be fruitful if I do not expect God to do what he says he's going to do?
Amen.
And then it says, expect and seek for the blessing. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love comes near still. It will not take a denial from God, but desires to enter into God's house and to dine with God. Therefore, love knocks at the door until he opens. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a love?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a love?
That's a revelation.
That no matter what, you don't keep knocking at your door until you open it. It's not like you and I. Come on, somebody. That when we knock on the door and we get tired because the person didn't do what we wanted to do when they wanted us to do it, we walk away. Well,
amen.
I ain't heard no amens. Come on, amen. Some amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bishop said amen. Bishop said amen.
So
let's
the
go,
three
let's
modes
go.
Of prayer. That's it. And that's where we are launching our Bible study, understanding that what we're going to ask for. So we're really going to pay attention. And I ask that those of you who choose to pray, which hopefully all of us will continue, is that you start writing a prayer list through the week so that when you get to the Bible study night, we have something to pray about. We're not just going to talk about prayer. We're going to pray.
Come on.
Amen.
And when we pray for these things, we're going to believe God and expect it to happen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Yes.
So I'm expecting that you would get prayer requests from friends you talk to through the week. You would get prayer requests from your loved ones, from your families, from people you work with, and you bring those prayer requests, and we lay them before the Lord. expecting,
yes.
come on somebody, and teaching
yes.
others to expect and believe and to hope and to seek that blessing
yes.
according to the Lord that we serve. So that's where we are tonight. We're at a place where we've gathered. We're coming back. As Margaret said, let's go, let's go, let's go. And we are
mm-hmm.
ready. We are capable. We talked about Brother Spurgeon, and we know his credibility. We're coming to, going to start with first chapter next week, and we're going to dissect this in the Word. All the time we'll be
yeah.
talking about the Word of God and how it relates to prayer, bringing those
yeah.
petitions so that all of God's people can be blessed. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
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 So,
amen.
As we are going further into the Bible study and preparing to close, is there anything that either of you want to say as we move forward tonight?
One of the things that jumped out to me as I was reading this first chapter, and this could be a preview of a coming attraction, were the three mortal wounds for a Christian's doubt about prayer. And it was we doubt his authority, we doubt his promise, and we doubt his testimony. And these are three wounds that can just really hinder our prayer life. And he goes on to further to say some things that, and I just gave the outline because we're going to get into it next week,
mm-hmm.
but it really, my eyes were wide open on this. So I'm excited about this book, and I believe it was the Holy Spirit that had this book come to the Bible study so we can delve deep, you know. I mean, you know, there's no, you know, when we talk about prayer, you know, we want to do it right. And we'll get into that next week because there's a story I have about prayer. You know, so God is good. And I thank God that we are doing this. We are doing this book.
Amen, amen, amen. So let's go to the Lord. Go ahead. Go ahead, Margaret.
Oh, I was just going to say, I wanted to say a brief prayer. I was scanning through the book, and I stumbled upon a page about Satan, who watches and considers our particular infirmities. And Lord finds out where we're faulty, and he attacks us there. So I pray that the Lord would protect everyone in the Bible study from such attacks.
Amen.
As we come forward
Amen.
To stand in the gap and to pray more diligently and to serve the Lord and to do what he's told us to do, I know
yes.
that we can expect some backwash from
yes.
that old bully and foe.
Yes.
So I beg
Amen.
The Lord
Absolutely.
To protect each and every one mightily.
Amen. So make sure you have your armor on. You don't take it off. That you
yes.
walk in believing and knowing and expecting for what God is going to do. And we
yes.
will see what the Lord has to say as we talk about prayer next week. I do want to mention a little bit about the passage. As Bishop said, he perused it. It is a good study. It talks about some understanding that we have Jesus' testimony to the fact of prayer. We get to talk about the different things that he brings to mind. We'll review 1 Kings 21 and 29 with Ahab. And we will look at Jonah briefly, 3, 1 through 10. We'll talk about Matthew 5. And so these are scriptures, Luke 18, 13 through 14, that we talk about that
mm-hmm.
includes prayer. asking, receiving, and understanding. So it's not like we're just reading a book. We're not.
Right.
We're pulling the word of God from it to integrate these thoughts and to provoke dialogue so that we can grow together. So
Amen.
As we go forward, I ask that you would again study and look at prayer as a whole so that you can bring that to the table. We'll review again probably Luke 11, 9 through 10. So if anyone is out there tonight and you've heard that we are doing a Bible study, we invite you to come and participate with us. If you are looking to have a relationship with Christ, the Bible says that if you ask and believe, all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and rose again, and you will be saved. You become a part of the family of God. And we invite you, if you believe that, if you say, Lord, I want to be your child. Lord, I believe in who you are. I'm confessing with my mouth. I'm believing in my heart. And I want to walk according to your will and your way. If you believe that, if you said that, then you already belong to the family of God. We're just asking you to become a part of a group of Bible-believing people who study the word of God and become baptized according to his word and follow him. And doing so that you be a part of our Bible study, you grow with us, and you would share with other people that we're trying to take the word to the rest of the world. With that said, God's blessing be with you, and we will ask that you join us next week, Tuesday promptly at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to turn the computer on early so there is no ifs, ands, or buts.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We are trusting God, and I'm going to try to get a new computer before then as well, and we'll see what happens. We're going to trust God for it. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Close.
Amen. Amen.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Your Place Love Connection, your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment.